time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
I noticed in the Times Standard last week that our largest industry got top center headlines. State tax officials tour pot sites. Perhaps you know I'm not a great fan of the marijuana industry. It's peddled as the universal panacea. Yet I believe a growing body of research and anecdotal evidence demonstrate it's the drug that notably slows your mental processes. Certainly for teens who use it a lot, brain drain is often the result. But then the State Board of Equalization is not one of my favorites either. Years ago, I cut down a redwood tree because it was threatening a neighbor's house. It hurt to cut down the big, beautiful tree, but hey, I don't want a bunch of neighbors being squashed flat by a big Sequoia sempervirens falling on their house during a windstorm. I made no money, paid no money, no currency whatsoever changed hands, and yet the Board of Equalization wrote me every year for about a decade and wanted all kinds of paperwork because they were certain I was a big-time timber company. One tree! You can see why people want to do an end run around government altogether. Anyway, Fiona Ma, 2nd District Representative of the Board of Equalization, came up and toured the pot sites in Humboldt. "This is the first time that I have ever met and talked to growers," she said. "I think everyone was very open and honest about the industry and the history of what they are actually doing. Really, like destroying water quality through use of fertilizers and pesticides, stealing water from rivers and streams and other places so they can provide a product that rots the brains of our youth, all the while making a bundle of money and paying no taxes." She's hoping to flush them out from an underground black market economy and make them all upstanding, tax-paying citizens, kind of like Robert Mondavi. I hope she can. Meanwhile, browsing further down the front page of the Times Standard, I noticed CNN has filmed a show featuring Dick Taylor chocolate. Now, if you haven't sampled this chocolate product, you should, because I consider myself a chocolate connoisseur, and this stuff is really good. I developed a taste for fine chocolate while living in Switzerland a couple of decades ago, and whenever I get a chance to buy any Swiss milk chocolate from the Lindt factory in Kilchberg, Switzerland, I've always jumped at it. 4 years ago, my wife and I were there in Kilchberg just before Easter. The aroma in the air made me feel like Charlie in Willy Wonka's chocolate factory. Awesome! When I first heard about Dick Taylor chocolates, I was skeptical, but the taste test has made me a believer. The local chocolatiers are making a fine product right here in the Eureka at their new 7,000-square-foot factory on 4th Street. I understand CNN also has done a show on Cypress Grove cheeses and plans to do an episode on Fire and Light, the Glass Crafters. I'm heartened to hear about these local entrepreneurs who are taking some risks, employing local people, and making a fine product. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.